Proclamation number 5201 of 2nd of September, 1951. Gift of Speech. The gift of speech will be bestowed upon you as soon as you want to proclaim my word in order to redeem your fellow human beings from spiritual death. You will be able to speak with words which are not your own. You will be able to speak with conviction and yet not need to think about what you say. For my spirit will speak through you as soon as the will to love prevails in you to be active on my behalf and to bring salvation to your fellow human beings. And what you speak will be full of wisdom and testify to me and my kingdom to everyone who is of good will. You will proclaim my love, wisdom and omnipotence and let comfort and hope flow into every sinner's heart. You will speak in my name and proclaim what is to come in order to warn and admonish people, not to threaten them or preach my wrath to them. For if you speak in my name, your words shall testify to my love, for they shall awaken love again for me, your Creator and Father of eternity, who calls his children in grace and mercy. You will be able to speak with convincing power, and everyone of goodwill must and will also recognize who speaks through you and submit to my word. For it is not you yourselves who speak, but you only give yourselves so that I can speak through you. My spirit works in you who want to serve me in order to redeem your fellow human beings. And I bless you and give your words great strength. But who is suitable for me to speak through him? Only where love shapes a heart so that it has become a receptacle for the divine spirit, only there can I work and give evidence of my strength and glory. And this is how you will recognize my true servants, that they can speak without delay, without preparation. That only one thing is necessary, the human being's desire to help and his fellow human being's willingness to let himself be helped, that thus the desire to give and receive has to be recognized so that I myself can then distribute to the one who desires my word. That I myself can speak through the mouth of a person who is driven by love to help his fellow human beings in spiritual adversity. And this word of mine, which flows forth from my servant's mouth, will have great strength. It will move the listener into the depths of his heart. It will fall on fertile soil because it is words from above which have struck his heart, the strength of which he will never be able to withdraw from as soon as he is of good will himself. For where resistance is to be found, my divine words will also fall on the ears and leave no impression. Because no person will be forced against his will to recognize and accept my word. But blessed are those who are restlessly active in my name, who want to teach and help because love drives them. Blessed are those who make the heart and mouth available to me at all times so that I can speak through them. Blessed who shape themselves through love into the receptacle of my spirit. For they alone are capable of spreading my gospel, they alone are true proclaimers of my word, which is blessed with my power. They are my true servants through whom I will always and constantly speak to people, but especially in the time of the end, when only my word from above will be successful, when only those people will be led to me who hear my voice through the mouth of my true servants. I will put the right words into their mouths and they shall testify of me, so that the souls of goodwill will still be saved in the end. Amen.